Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our special guest today is Christine Schneeringer, the director of Worthy Creations, and the website is worthycreations.org. We're going to be talking about her journey in the area of homosexuality and how that began and where she is now and what she's doing. She is a speaker, a writer, and she speaks around the country regarding these critical issues. Joining me also is Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel, and I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Christine.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Christine, before we get to what you're doing now, let's begin at the very beginning. How did all of this happen in your life where you found yourself in a same-sex relationship?
Well, I was growing up in a home where there was some abuse and some trauma, and I know that's not every homosexual story, but in my life there was domestic violence in my home, and I was also the victim of sexual abuse as a girl. And it's all very unfortunate, but it created a perfect storm for me to receive some messages about my gender, about sexuality, that pointed me down a road towards homosexuality, which I got involved in high school, was in my first gay relationship in high school and continued on into young adulthood, into my 20s. And I believed that I was born gay because I did not know where my same-sex attractions were coming from. But in hindsight, I can tell you that looking back, that a couple of things I was looking for in my gay relationships, I was looking for protection against further hurt from a man because, again, there was abuse between my mother and father, and I had been abused. And so, for me, women seemed to be the only safe option in relationships. And I was also looking for my mother's love in the arms of another woman. So there were some developmental issues that pushed me towards homosexuality, and right about the time that I was getting involved, like that I was developing sexually, that was starting to become an identity for me when God intervened in my life in my 20s, and I was overcome and overtaken by His redeeming love and pursued a relationship with Him. But at that season, there was a crisis of what do I do with the fact that I'm gay? I did not know how not to be gay, but I wanted to walk with Him.
Let me just summarize. You were watching a father who was a domestic abuser of your mother. So Right. You had a negative view of men. You were sexually molested by a man. So obviously did not have that respect for men, that they were creating harm in both ways, against your mom and against you. You're seeking love from your mom, which you didn't get. And you also saw your mom as being a weaker person because she was the one who was the victim of this domestic abuse. So all of that created this perfect storm where when you got to puberty and you began to have those desires and also the vacuum in your life, you saw women as a safe place. But you saw it from both not only women being a safe place, but more of a masculine approach in your respect to being with women. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, I gravitated toward masculinity also out of a desire to protect myself. So I was a woman who was very gender confused because of all these messages we just talked about. You know, like children, I think it was Henry Cloud who said, children are the best recorders of information, but the worst interpreters. So my interpretation of all that was that being a girl is bad. My gender, like women are weak, women are victims. I didn't want anything to do with that. And so I have an older brother, and that's who I really looked up to the most, and I patterned myself after, and I was as masculine and tough as I could be because I didn't want to be hurt.
And then you had a crisis of faith later in the sense that you had rebelled against God, because if God allowed this to happen, then that wasn't your view of a God who was loving. But then you ultimately got involved in a baseball, softball team, a Baptist group, and you became a softball player. And through that, you experienced and physically saw the love of Jesus in the people that you were around.
Yes, that's what led to my conversion, was just my love of sports got me into a situation as a young adult when I was playing softball on a recreational, just a, you know, a league, but it was, I was on the church team that was in this league, and it got me around Christians on a regular basis. And it was through that and just playing, and I was really there just to play ball, but how many, you know, it's like God had other ideas.
He sure did.
I was in a conspiracy. And yeah, that's true. And but that led to my conversion, to my surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And then once that transaction happens, you know, in terms of saying, okay, please take the reins, Jesus, take the wheel, however you want to say it, but I made him my Lord. Then it was like, now what do I do with the fact that I'm gay? And I didn't know how not to be, but I just, as I walked with him, you know, I began to, you know, get healing. I mean, I sought help. You know, I was counseling. I sought counseling for sexual abuse and a lot of these issues that we're talking about right now.
And you do counseling now to people who are gender confused.
Yes, I do work at a counseling center. I have a master's degree in counseling. And actually, I work with people in gender confusion as well as just all kinds of things, you know. And I do speak on these issues. It's my passion to educate, because I think that there's a lot of misinformation about homosexuality. And now in our culture, we're so far past the gay issue about questioning the morality of homosexuality and things like that. Once we, as a nation, embrace same-sex marriage, then now we're way past this issue onto the transgender issue and validating all of that stuff. And that just is hard for me to see, because it's like I feel like we're doing people a disservice. I am so glad I was a child of the 70s, because I grew up hating my gender. And in fact, I wouldn't even go by my real name, Christine. I only went by Chris, because Christine is gender specific. And it was intentional that I went by Chris, because that could be male or female. But as a result of this journey that we were mentioning, just coming to faith in Christ, and then the, for me, the journey out of homosexuality, which was a process. I do not want to minimize that it was a process. It took time, and, you know, certainly awkward at seasons, because of also just finally as a wanting to embrace my gender for the first time, but not even knowing how to do that. But for me, if I'd been growing up now with as much contempt as I had for my gender back then, I believe today I would be encouraged, yeah, you should go get a sex change, because I think that's what we're giving the message to kids. We made a hero out of Bruce Jenner. We made him an icon. And I don't think we're helping people, because to me, that is really plastic surgery, and it's an illusion, and we're validating an illusion. And what God did for me is help me change my mindset about my gender. And it happened, you know, through some very unique situations, but I can boil it down to this, is first of all, that I met some wonderful men, godly men, who dismantled my belief that to be feminine was to be weak. And, I met men who treated women with dignity and respect, because I wasn't ever seeing that as a girl. And
now, you speak around the country in different areas, churches and community gatherings. So for people who want to be able to bring you to their area to speak, or they want to learn more about you, how would they do that?
Well, they can certainly find me on worthycreations.org. And I do speak and teach. I'm definitely passionate about these issues and wanting to share the truth, wanting to share God's redemptive heart. And but I am getting ready to go to Oxford to study under the ministry of Ravi Zacharias, to go study theology.
Yeah, you'll be there for an entire year.
It's exciting.
Yeah, for the
apologetics,
next 10 months.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. Learning how to defend my faith in this culture.
Well, our guest has been Christine Snieringer, and she's the director of Worthy Creations, and you can go to the website worthycreations.org for more information. I have heard Christine speak at an event in South Florida and was amazed by how she's able to communicate these critical issues in a way that's understandable and also with some humor attached to it as well. But someone who's actually been through this, I think her message, where, you know, the environment that we are living in now, where you're pushing the LGBT agenda and saying that it's okay to change your gender is very dangerous. And we need to wake up to that. We need to understand this issue. We need to be compassionate, but we also need to draw a line in the sand. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And to learn more about Christine and her ministry, go to worthycreations.org. That's worthycreations.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.